This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. The Democratic National Convention begins in Milwaukee on Monday. It'll be a largely scaled-back version of the event at the Wisconsin Center. City and state leaders will speak and call convention to order and adjourn it each night. Other than that, it will be a mostly virtual convention, since presumptive presidential nominee Joe Biden and others have canceled their travel plans due to the coronavirus. But that hasn't deterred protesters. Several groups say they'll be in Milwaukee to march for various causes. One operation that plans to hold a rally and demonstration is the Coalition to March on the DNC. Organizer Ryan Hammond told WUWM's Marty Michelson he's disappointed that Biden won't be here in person, but he says the group will march in Milwaukee anyway, next Thursday, the night that Biden accepts the nomination virtually.
We're going to have a rally, hopefully a large rally, and if we get enough support, we're going to continue with our planned march. And the reason why we're still going to be doing something, even though Biden and the Democrats have basically abandoned Milwaukee and decided to stay home, is that the issues that we're marching for, specifically the issue of police crimes, like these things aren't going away. And, you know, the movements, these people's movements, they're not leaving the streets. And as a part of those movements, or maybe more accurately, as representatives of those different movements, the coalition is also going to remain in the streets.
How many people do you expect, and where will they be coming from?
I think we can still expect, you know, a couple hundred people. I think largely it's going to come from Milwaukee, but I think we can expect a number of people from across the state, and as well as some of the more dedicated, you know, organizations or groups of people from across the country. I think they're still going to come, you know, even if it's only like a handful of people from this place and a handful of people from this other place.
You have said that you're going to rally and march within sight and sound of the convention center. What will that look like?
It will likely take us from Dontray Hamilton Park, or I guess it's, you know, officially known as Red Arrow. From that park, it will take us past the place where the ice trucks are parked here in Milwaukee. I'm not sure if that has like a official name or anything like that, but we'll go past there, make our way around and past the police administration building or District 1, and then we'll head past the Wisconsin Center, which is, you know, where the DNC was supposed to be taking place. And as far as I'm aware, they're still going to have like a setup in there or something. And then we'll make our way back to Dontray Hamilton Park.
What is your message to presumptive nominee Joe Biden and the convention?
We're going to be demanding that the Democrats, Joe Biden, the Democrats do more or do anything really to curb this other pandemic of police crimes, you know, of killer cops murdering people and getting away with it, as well as, you know, fighting for hazard pay, fighting for a freeze on rent and mortgages and on evictions, as well as demanding Medicare for all, as well as demanding that the $700 billion military budget is reduced significantly. We're demanding an end to all U.S. wars and interventions, you know, but the leading edge of all of our demands is the demands for community control of the police and for justice to the victims of killer cops.
Your group identifies with the Democrats, so why are you protesting at the Democratic National Convention?
You know, even though we're marching on the DNC and against Biden, our main goal here is to defeat Trump, and we believe that in order to defeat Trump, you have to have an opposition candidate that accurately reflects the needs and wants of the people. And we believe that those needs and wants are represented in the points of unity that serve as the basis for our coalition. So that's kind of what our thing has been the whole time. Even though we're marching on the Democrats, you know, we enemy and that he needs to be defeated. But in order for him to be defeated, there needs to be a candidate that represents the people's agenda.
Ryan Hammond is part of the Coalition to March on the DNC. He spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson. Other groups like the Wisconsin branch of the American Solidarity Party also plan to protest during the DNC next week.